Look, it's not good for anybody, but personally, as far as we're concerned, our company, we'd work fairly well ahead of ourselves, and we'd wound down our reliance on Russia a fair while ago.
So how reliant are you on the market?
Oh, look, it's always good to have a variation of markets, but we're lucky in the way that you only can get kangaroo from one place, it's Australia, and we have the rest of the world to deal with a limited amount of product. It's not a good thing, but it's not devastating.
Were you surprised by this move?
No, not really. I mean, when you see there's a war going on and there's tension out there, it's not surprising at all. We had a similar thing happen in 2008 where the industry did rely on Russia, and you know, that was a good lesson to learn, and it's just as well that we haven't done that again.
What are the alternative markets you look to push supply into instead of Russia?
Well, there's the US, there's the UK, there's all Europe, South Africa, Asia, basically the rest of the world.
So to sum up, this is a hurdle, but it's not going to have a major effect on your bottom line?
No, because we weren't reliant on Russia. We're appreciative of the Russian business, but we weren't reliant on the Russian business. So we moved fairly quickly and months ago to make sure that it wouldn't have a big impact.